Is that so? Said the little prince,
who did not understand what the vain man was talking about.
Clap your hands, directed the man.
The little prince clapped his hands, and the vain man tipped his hat in modest acknowledgement.
This is more entertaining than the visit to the king, the little prince said to himself,
and he continued clapping. The very vain man continued tipping his hat in acknowledgement. After 5 minutes of this exercise, the little prince tired of the game's monotony.
And what would make the hat fall off? He asked.
But the vain man did not hear him. Vain men never hear anything but praise.
Do you really admire me a great deal? He asked the little prince.
What does that mean, admire?
To admire means to acknowledge that I am the handsomest, the best dressed, the richest, and the most intelligent man on the planet.
But you're the only man on your planet.
Do me this favour. Admire me all the same.
I admire you, said the little prince,
with a little shrug of his shoulders.
But what is there about my admiration that interests you so much?
And the little prince went on his way.
Grown-ups are certainly very strange,
he said to himself, as he continued on his journey. Chapter 12. The next planet was inhabited by a drunkard. This visit was a very brief one, but it plunged the little prince into a deep depression.
What are you doing there?
He asked the drunkard, whom he found sunk in silence before a collection of empty bottles and a collection of full ones.
Drinking, replied the drunkard with a gloomy expression.
Why are you drinking?
The little prince asked.
To forget, replied the drunkard.
To forget what?
Inquired the little prince, who was already feeling sorry for him.
To forget that I'm ashamed, confessed the drunkard, hanging his head.
What are you ashamed of?
Inquired the little prince, who wanted to help.
Of drinking,
concluded the drunkard, withdrawing into silence for good. And the little prince went on his way, puzzled.
Grown-ups are certainly very, very strange,
he said to himself, as he continued on his journey. Chapter 13. The fourth planet belonged to a businessman. This person was so busy that he didn't even raise his head when the little prince arrived.
Hello, said the little prince. Your cigarette's gone out.
3 and 2 make 5, 5 and 7, 12, 12 and 3, 15. Hello, 15 and 7, 22, 22 and 6, 28. No time to light it again. 26 and 5, 31. Phew, that amounts to 501,622,731.
500 million what?
You're still there. 501 million... I don't remember. I have so much work to do. I'm a serious man. I can't be bothered with trifles. 2 and 5, 7...
501 million what?
Repeated the little prince, who had never in his life let go of a question once he had asked it. The businessman raised his head.
For the 54 years I've inhabited this planet, I've been interrupted only 3 times. The first time was 22 years ago, when I was interrupted by a beetle that had fallen onto my desk from God knows where. It made a terrible noise, and I made 4 mistakes in my calculations. The second time was 11 years ago, when I was interrupted by a fit of rheumatism. I don't get enough exercise. I haven't time to take strolls. I'm a serious person. The third time is right now. Where was I? 501 million...
Million what?
The businessman realized that he had no hope of being left in peace.
Oh, those little things you sometimes see in the sky.
Flies?
No, those little shiny things.
Bees?
No,
those little golden things that make lazy people daydream. Now, I'm a serious person. I have no time for daydreaming.
Ah, you mean the stars?
Yes, that's it, stars.
And what do you do with 500 million stars?
501,622,731. I'm a serious person and I'm accurate.
And what do you do with those stars?
What do I do with them?
Yes.
Nothing. I own them.
You own the stars?
Yes.
But I've already seen a king who...
Kings don't own, they reign over. It's quite different.
And what good does owning the stars do you?
It does me the good of being rich.
And what good does it do you to be rich?
It lets me buy other stars, if somebody discovers them.
The little prince said to himself,
"This man argues a little like my drunkard."
Nevertheless, he asked more questions.
"How can someone own the stars?"
"To whom do they belong?" retorted the businessman grumpily.
"I don't know. To nobody."
"Then they belong to me, because I thought of it first."
"And that's all it takes?"
"Of course. When you find a diamond that belongs to nobody in particular, then it's yours. When you find an island that belongs to nobody in particular, it's yours. When you're the first person to have an idea, you patent it and it's yours. Now I own the stars, since no one before me ever thought of owning them."
"That's true enough," the little prince said. "And what do you do with them?"
"I manage them. I count them and then count them again," the businessman said. "It's difficult work, but I'm a serious person."
The little prince was still not satisfied.
"If I own a scarf, I can tie it around my neck and take it away. If I own a flower, I can pick it and take it away. But you can't pick the stars."
"No, but I can put them in the bank."
"What does that mean?"
"That means that I write the numbers of my stars on a slip of paper, and then I lock that slip of paper in a drawer."
"And that's all?"
"That's enough."
"That's amusing," thought the little prince. "And even poetic, but not very serious."
The little prince had very different ideas about serious things from those of the grown-ups.
"I own a flower myself,"